There were seasons I did not think I would survive emotionally. Not because I planned to stop living, but because the weight of everything I carried felt too heavy for one human heart to continue holding. Grief has a way of doing that. Betrayal does too. Long seasons of silence. Disappointment that stretches across years instead of days. The kind of suffering that changes your nervous system, your prayers, your expectations, and even the way you move through ordinary life. Some pain does not simply hurt you. It rearranges you. It teaches you what exhaustion feels like at a soul level, where your body continues functioning while something deeper inside you grows unbearably tired from carrying too much for too long. And yet somehow, I remained. That realization has unsettled me lately because survival itself raises difficult questions. Why does God allow some people to walk through seasons that nearly destroy them? Why are some prayers answered quickly while others seem to echo unanswered through years of heartbreak and waiting? Why are some people preserved through losses, betrayals, loneliness, disappointments, and suffering so profound that they secretly wished those seasons had been their ending? Not physical death necessarily, but the quiet kind of ending where hope collapses, joy disappears, and a person no longer recognizes themselves anymore. I do not believe we honor God by pretending suffering is beautiful when it is devastating. Some valleys leave people emotionally altered by what they endured there. There are seasons that hollow people out so deeply they emerge quieter, wearier, and more fragile than before. Faith does not require us to romanticize pain or package it into something inspirational before it has even stopped bleeding. Sometimes survival itself felt costly, exhausting, unwanted. There were days when I did not feel brave enough to survive. I felt tired of surviving, tired of carrying grief that never seemed to loosen its grip, tired of trying to appear okay enough for the outside world, while privately feeling like my soul had been stretched beyond what it could reasonably bear. I think that is the version of survival people rarely talk about because it does not look triumphant. It does not look like victory speeches and dramatic moments of courage. Sometimes survival looks painfully ordinary. It looks like getting out of bed when your heart is already exhausted before the day begins. It looks like answering texts while silently fighting tears. It looks like functioning publicly while privately wondering how much more disappointment one person can survive before something inside them permanently breaks. Sometimes survival is nothing more glamorous than continuing to breathe while carrying pain heavy enough to make you question whether you will ever feel fully alive again. And still, somehow, God sustains. That is the part I cannot escape. Looking back now, I can see there were seasons I had nothing left to offer God except my continued existence, and somehow even that was enough for Him to keep holding on to me. There were prayers I prayed through tears that seemed to go unanswered, nights where silence felt unbearable, mornings where the future felt impossible to imagine. Yet underneath all of it, beneath the grief and confusion and exhaustion, God continued preserving what I could not preserve myself. Not because I was strong. If anything, suffering revealed just how fragile I truly was. What if survival was never meant to be proof of our strength at all? What if it was meant to become proof of His nearness in seasons that should have destroyed us? Scripture is filled with people who survived devastating things, but what strikes me most is that many of them were deeply weary too. Elijah collapsed beneath a tree and asked God to let him die. David wrote Psalms soaked in grief, fear, loneliness, and despair. Job sat in ashes trying to understand suffering that made no sense to him. Paul openly admitted that he was burdened beyond his strength. Again and again, Scripture shows us people who were not untouched by pain, but sustained within it, preserved through it, carried by God when they no longer had the strength to carry themselves. Maybe that is why this phrase has settled so heavily into my spirit lately, allowed to survive. Not accidentally preserved, not randomly spared. Allowed. As if God, in His sovereignty, looked at all the suffering, all the heartbreak, all the grief, all the loneliness, and still decided the story was not over yet. There are seasons I still would not choose again, seasons I do not fully understand even now, seasons that changed me permanently. But I am beginning to wonder if survival itself carries assignment. If perhaps some of us are preserved, because one day we will encounter people standing in the exact darkness we once stood in ourselves. People who are exhausted from carrying invisible pain. People quietly wondering whether anyone understands what it feels like to survive disappointment after disappointment without losing their mind. People who do not need shallow encouragement or polished Christian cliches, but who desperately need someone willing to tell the truth about suffering while still pointing them toward hope. Because the person who survived grief speaks differently about comfort. The person who survived betrayal speaks differently about trust. The person who survived silence speaks differently about faithfulness. And the person who survived seasons that nearly destroyed them carries a kind of compassion that cannot be taught any other way. Maybe some of us were allowed to survive because our scars were never meant to become places of shame. Maybe they were meant to become places where other hurting people finally feel understood. Maybe your survival will someday become the evidence another exhausted soul needs in order to believe they can survive too. And maybe that is one of the holiest things God does through suffering redeemed by grace. He allows wounded people to become shelter for one another. So if you are reading this while barely holding yourself together, if you are exhausted from surviving seasons you never would have chosen, if you have secretly wondered why God allowed your story to continue when you felt too tired to keep carrying it, please hear me clearly tonight. Your survival is not meaningless. The fact that you are still here matters more than you realize. Not every story of survival looks victorious as it unfolds. Sometimes it looks quiet. Sometimes it looks fragile. Sometimes it looks like a weary soul clinging to God with trembling hands and barely enough strength left to whisper another prayer. But even there, grace remains present. Even there, God continues sustaining. Even there, purpose is still unfolding beneath the surface in ways you cannot yet fully see. And perhaps one day, someone else will survive because they saw that you did. Lord, for every weary person carrying pain they no longer know how to explain, draw near tonight. For the ones exhausted from surviving seasons they never would have chosen, remind them that you see every silent battle, every hidden tear, every moment they continued forward when they wanted to give up. When suffering has made them feel fragile, forgotten, or emotionally worn thin, help them remember that your presence has never abandoned them there. Teach us not to waste our suffering, Lord. Redeem it. Use it to make us gentler, wiser, more compassionate, and more aware of hurting people around us. Let the scars we tried to hide become places where others encounter comfort, understanding, and hope. And for those barely holding on to faith tonight, remind them that even trembling hands can still reach toward you. Thank you for sustaining us through seasons that should have destroyed us. Thank you for refusing to let our stories end in the darkest chapters. And thank you that even when we could not hold ourselves together, you continued holding on to us. In Jesus' name, amen.